This is Press Play on KCRW. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'll be back.
Yes, that is true. Arnold Schwarzenegger is back this weekend as the Terminator for the sixth time. It's Friday, so it's time to talk about new movies opening this weekend. And Whitney Seibold is here. He contributes to IGN and co-hosts the podcast Critically Acclaimed. Hello.
Happy to be here.
Great to have you. Well, we're going to save that for later. Kind of okay. Our dessert. And begin with The Irishman, a Martin Scorsese film starring Robert De Niro.
Frank Sheeran. Am I saying that right?
Yeah, you said it right.
Under the contract, management can only fire a driver on very specific charges. So, do you ever show up late?
No.
Do you have any moving violations?
No.
Do you drink on the job?
No.
Do you ever hit anybody?
On a job?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
All right, then. We don't have nothing to worry about.
Okay, so Frank Sheeran is the hitman, the Irishman in question. He is the guy who allegedly killed Jimmy Hoffa?
He confessed to as much in a late-life confession in a series of interviews. Frank Sheeran, yes, was the one Irish fellow who was hanging around with a lot of Italian mobsters and Jimmy Hoffa during the entire rise and fall of what came to be the revealed corruption within the Teamsters Union. And he was one of the gophers. He was also one of the hitmen. And Scorsese, in Scorsesean fashion, presents him as a very kind of chummy, relatable guy who is just operating through his very typical circle of friends.
Mm-hmm.
He just happened to occasionally beat people
murder
to death.
People.
Yeah, murder
That's
people.
That's all. So, and then Al Pacino is Jimmy Hoffa.
Yeah. And he is going straight back to his big boy performance from Dick Tracy, where he's just sort of gesticulating wildly and screaming a lot. And there's definitely a base pleasure to watching Al Pacino just swing for the walls
mm-hmm.
once again. At one point in his career, he decided, I'm going to stop acting and start screaming.
Yeah.
And
he's still doing that?
He's still doing that. Here it really works, though, because Jimmy Hoffa is seen as the impulsive one. He's kind of bringing a lot of the violence onto himself. And it's the people around him, played by De Niro and especially Joe Pesci, who gives a fantastic performance in this, who is really kind of directing all of the violence.
Mm. How is this not Goodfellas?
Well, here's the
or
thing.
Or Mean Streets.
You're looking at Mean Streets and you're looking at the rise of these criminals. You're looking at Goodfellas and you're looking at the plateauing of these criminals as they kind of move their way through middle age. The Irishman is a full 3.5 hours long.
Mm-hmm.
And Scorsese has essentially added an additional film where we get to see what happens at the ends of these people's lives. And it really is this interesting sort of portrait of how the men do come to rise, and they are very charismatic. They're completely amoral people. And they do kind of plateau at some point. And Scorsese is finally making the statement that at the end of their lives, they just turn into sad, crotchety old guys with a past of violence and don't really have a lot of character at the end of all of this.
Hmm.
They just sort of peter out. They never develop a conscience and they march inexorably toward the grave.
Kind of like Whitey Bulger hanging out in Santa Monica.
Exactly. Something fascinating about The Irishman is it starts really frenetically, and it's really kind of active and exciting for the first part. And as the characters age and as the characters slow down, so too does the film.
Oh, interesting. So you say yes, go see it.
I say yes, go see it. It is a slog, a 3.5 hour film benefits from being a captive audience.
Mm-hmm. Okay, moving on to another movie that examines morality, American Dharma, a documentary by Errol Morris about Steve Bannon.
I don't think Trump's corrupt.
WikiLeaks! I love WikiLeaks!
That's what makes me think you're crazy.
How could you possibly vote for Hillary Clinton?
Because I was afraid of you guys. I still am.
You may hate my guts, and you may hate what I stand for, but we're going to have a revolution in this country. It is coming as night follows day.
All right. So this movie actually came out last year and was not released, right? I mean, mm-hmm. it appeared at the film festivals.
Exactly.
But wasn't released until now for some reason.
I can't speak to the politics of its release. I'm not exactly sure what was going on. All I know is Errol Morris is trying to go over his own political ideology by interviewing who he deems to be the greatest political monsters that he's experienced in his life. So he made The Fog of War, mm-hmm. which is about Robert McNamara. He made Known Unknown, which was about Donald Rumsfeld. And those two films had the benefit of some perspective. They were filmed after the fact. This is the first time Errol Morris is trying to dive into something that is incredibly immediate. Steve Bannon, a despicable human being, incidentally, is still active and still trying to have his particular extreme right-wing ideology operate right now in the political spectrum. It's what the Donald Trump presidency is all about. He's operating overseas. His thinking informed a lot of what was what Brexit was about. And Errol Morris, kind of stymied by his own outrage, is trying to push through and get to what Steve Bannon is. And watching American Dharma, you can see how tongue-tied Errol Morris has become in the face of this horrendous human being.
There's a lot of criticism that he let Steve Bannon off the hook. Did you find that?
I don't think he let Steve Bannon off the hook. I think he was a little bit flustered and ill-prepared. I think it's not great journalism. In that clip you just played, we do get to hear a few of sort of his outrageous reactions. I was afraid of you, he says, or I needed to stop you. But he doesn't get a chance to really hold Steve Bannon's feet to the fire.
Well, I guess he wanted to, or he has defended himself by saying, well, his goal was not to do a gotcha interview a la 60 Minutes, but more of an explanatory, let this person reveal himself, and then you'll truly understand him in a way that we haven't been able to understand these figures before. Does that come across? Do we figure out who Steve Bannon is and what motivates him?
I don't think so, because we've already seen it in practice. We know who Steve Bannon is. He's had a chance to say who he is, and there's nothing beyond that. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's what Errol Morris was trying to reveal, that there's nothing beyond this hateful ideology that he lives by. Maybe he was trying to get at some sort of origin, but there's really nothing.
Well, the same thing with Donald Rumsfeld is we didn't really get to know a core Donald Rumsfeld because maybe there isn't one.
Yeah.
As opposed to Robert McNamara, who did some real soul searching in that movie. Mm.
There's no soul searching to be had. And watching it, you're just feeling your chest clench up.
All right. Speaking of soulless, let's talk about The Terminator. This is the sixth one. James Cameron is back to produce. This is called The Terminator Dark Fate.
My name is Sarah Connor. I hunt Terminators.
He's the most lethal Terminator ever created.
I'm going to help you protect the girl.
Okay, so there was Arnold Schwarzenegger there. There you have Linda Hamilton. Both of them, let's say, been through a lot.
Oh, well, returning to the series after a 28-year long time, almost a 30-year absence.
Wow. And how are they?
They're fine. I think they've aged better than the material. This is sadly one of those classic reboot scenarios where we've decided to go back to the film we like and make a direct sequel to that one and ignore all of the sequels that happened in the interim. So
this follows T2?
This follows Terminator 2. Terminator 3, 4, 5, and the TV series did not take place any longer. And now we are having the exact same scenario play out again with new Tiny Toon Adventures versions of the same characters. The evil robot is a skeleton wrapped in kind of a black ooze. Mm-hmm. He's sort of a combination of the Arnold Terminator and the Liquid Terminator that we saw from the first two films. So he can remain in a truck and drive, but also send out a liquid ooze soldier to take care of the dirty work. All of that's pretty exciting to watch. There's a really fantastic battle scene on a highway early in the film, and there's a really terrific climax near the end. But it's all in service of a plot that is frustratingly familiar. This is a fan service type of film where we're just going to see the same cast, repeat a lot of the same lines, and bring no new surprises to this type of story. And that's really kind of boring. And while the film does go a long way to set up this really terrific trio of badass fighting women who are fighting off these evil male Terminators from the future. We have Linda Hamilton, we have Mackenzie Davis, and the resistance fighter who is played by an actress named Natalia Reyes. They're all really terrific. It's sort of disappointing then that we eventually have to include Arnold Schwarzenegger to be their savior again.
Okay. So it's
Arnold Schwarzenegger, who's in his 70s.
Yeah.
But still playing the, not even the same Terminator, a different Terminator, but that's all timeline shenanigans.
I mean, you kind of want Arnold Schwarzenegger and Linda Hamilton to team up to fight evil and to be this really great buddy team, right? And exchange riffs and flex their muscles and just be these sort of badass elderly crime fighters.
And that's all well and good. Linda Hamilton is particularly good at that. The problem is she's given such bad dialogue. She gets to say things like, "I'm a Terminator hunter."
Mm. And does she actually say, "I'll be back"?
She does.
And that needs to be retired, that phrase.
Indeed. And Arnold, unfortunately, is a Terminator. He's a robot. He doesn't have a lot of dynamic, interesting things to say, even though we get to see what he's been doing in the interim 30 years.
Well, he did run the state of California. He did that.
That would have been an interesting wrinkle in the screenplay. He's still not a very talkative,
charismatic guy. At this point, maybe they could
just pump water through his robot body or something.
The Terminators could put out the fires. Since they do tend to just, you know, turn to liquid and come back again.
Perfect.
Okay. All right. So The Irishman, that's pretty much what you're recommending.
The Irishman is a good one to see this week.
Whitney Seibold contributes to IGN and co-hosts the podcast Critically Acclaimed. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Coming up, KSRL DJ Aaron Bird is here with some new music for your weekend. Do not go anywhere. That's next on Press Play.